and welcome to the Pinch of Magic podcast with me, Rebecca Anuwin. Oh my goodness, it feels like ages since I did a podcast, and I want to share with you what's been happening because I do have a lot to share. But I want to share what happened because I got a cold. Well, I kind of started by thinking it was a cold. But actually, what I think happened is that I, for want of a better phrase, blew myself up magically. And I want to share with you what that looks like and how to avoid it. Unfortunately, I am the kind of person that learns best by blowing myself up rather than reading about it or being cautious. I do like to throw myself into things and then go, oh, yes, there's a bit of learning there. So let my mishaps be good learning for you. And I want to say I've used the term blow up just because it's a little bit fun. And that's how I described it with some of my closest friends. But nothing harmful happened. I just had a bit of a cold. So I can't remember the last time I felt really poorly. It must have been, I don't know, well over a year or so ago. And then when I get a cold, I generally have a cold for a couple of days, don't really need to take any time off anything, just maybe sound a little bit croaky for a little while, and that's it. This time, I was fully wiped out and actually had to cancel things. Now, it has probably been decades since I've actually cancelled something for something like a cold. But this time, it wiped me out. It made me super tired. And it didn't feel like a normal cold. It was just like tiredness. Then I lost my voice and then I've been away. So that has been the last 6 weeks. But magic. Let's talk about magically bearing ourselves up. So I told you, I shared with you a couple of months ago now, that I had started this like really significant piece of magic last year. And it had like altered the trajectory of my life, which is no exaggeration. I started training for a listening organization for mental health. I enrolled in university, which I start in September. And so it continues. And I'm still working on that piece of magic. I never intended to do these different things. These have just been, you know, like you start a piece of magic or you set an intention and you think, yeah, this is where I'm heading. And suddenly you find yourself doing different things and you're like, oh, I wasn't expecting this, but they're all leading you on that path. And so that's why I think knowing the destination is so much more important than knowing the details of how. Of course, it's good to have some details, but also just to be open to see what comes your way. So working on that piece of magic, and then I was doing some magical, I suppose, experiments with a friend of mine. And we had set intentions and I don't know if you've looked at my Instagram, but I was making magical teas. And it sounds like, oh, isn't that twee? Look at you with your magical tea. But actually, you know, gathering the ingredients, connecting with the ingredients, setting your intentions, doing ritual with them. You know, it takes a lot of energy and focus to do those. And so I was making like, I don't know, three different teas a week. And I've got a beautiful selection of teas. They are really, really potent. And so I was doing that. I had started working with a different type of energy. And I was just doing all these things. I was going totally full. When I look at my like magical journal, I was like, wow, I was actually doing a lot. But it didn't feel like a lot. You know, it was like, oh, yeah, doing my normal work. And oh, look, I'm going to spend an hour doing this piece of magic right now, or spend 20 minutes doing a piece of magic. Oh, I'm going to have a conversation with someone. Oh, I'm practicing this thing. And in and of themselves, they didn't feel like much. And then suddenly I was like, oh, this is amazing. I'm like living a magical life. And then suddenly I got wiped out and I was like, oh, must have a cold. It's that time of year. And then it dragged on for a little bit longer than 2 days. And I was like, oh, this is a bit weird. And it got me thinking about magic. So I was like drawing some oracle cards, you know, after a couple of days, I was like, what's really going on with this like cold? And, you know, it is that season of colds. I'm like, maybe I just have a cold. Maybe it's just like whatever it is going around this year. But there was something in it that felt different. And I was like, okay, let's do a little bit of investigation. And it got me thinking. Now, I've been practicing kinesiology since I was 20. So that's like 26 years now. And energetic hygiene, I am all for it. You know, when I first started practicing working with clients energetically, I would do my energy toning movements. I would trace my meridians. I would do all the things that I had taught. I had really robust energetic health. And it's like, you know, when you practice and practice and practice and practice and practice something, it kind of like builds those muscles and that structure around you so that, you know, maybe these days I'm a little bit less rigorous with some of the things I used to do. There are still certain things that I do. I just have that like kind of structure and stability in place. So I feel really good about it. And it got me thinking about magical hygiene, how magical hygiene is actually different because we're using a different type of energy. So when I do kinesiology, I'm working with energy and I feel that energy around me. I don't know whether that energy comes from me. I suspect it comes from without me, but I can hold that frequency of like tuning in an old radio. And it's like, I can hold that frequency because that's what I've done for so long. When I started working with these different magical energies, it's almost like I was trying to play five radio stations at once. And my body just went, and stop. Let's just reassess what you're actually doing right now. So if you imagine when you set an intention, when you focus on a particular thing of magic, you open up a channel, you open up a stream. It's like, if you think around you, there is like every potential available to you. And it's like being in the middle of a web. And if you choose that path, it's going to head you off down that road. But kind of like a spider's web, you can go left or right or up or down. So it's not like it's set in stone. But when you start a piece of magic, you're like, that's the journey I'm going on. If you were in a car, you'd program in the sat nav and like, that's my destination. Now, same with a car journey. You might get stuck in traffic. You might have to take a detour. Perhaps there's roadworks, maybe an accident. Maybe you're like, oh, actually, I've always fancied going over there. And you do a little detour. So again, it's not set in stone, but you start with an intention. You start that stream of magic. Then I opened up maybe another five or six streams of magic, being like, yes, I have strong energy. This will be fine. Not thinking, actually, this is a totally different kind of energy. And when I work with clients, it's like, you know, maybe for an hour, maybe for 90 minutes. But when you're working with magic, it's like you've opened up that channel and it's open until you close it. And so suddenly I had all of these streams of magic open and it just wore me out. And I hadn't realised this is what was happening. So I think, and I would love to hear your views on this, I think when I do magic, I channel energy through me. Okay. Now, I'm the conduit for that. I create that magic, but I hold that space and that energy, whether it comes from within me, from without me, it comes through me. And even though it's like the most natural thing in the world and we're doing it all the time anyway, because I had set such intention and I had brought in the colours and the herbs and the mantra, you know, all of the things, cranking up the dial, cranking up the dial, cranking up the dial. Even, you know, everything wears out at some point. If you think, again, coming back to a car, even if the car's been driven really well, in really good conditions, the valves wear out. They have to get changed. And I think that's what I did. I think I blew myself up. And so I was like, oh, that's curious. So I stopped everything, got better. And I was like, oh, okay, maybe. And I thought, I wonder, I wonder if the universe can show me whether this was the thing. And so I started to feel better. I think I shared the first piece of magic I was doing. I'm using like magical inks, magical oil and magical powders. So again, three types of magic, crank, crank, crank. Don't like to do things by halves. And I draw a sigil on my arm, just because it's convenient on my arm, just on my forearm below my wrist. And so I drew that and as I usually would. And then I thought, oh, I've got some new magical ink. I'm going to do another sigils. So still hadn't quite learnt my lesson. And so I created a sigil and I used the ink and I put that ink on my arm too. So now I've got two pieces of magic on my arm with very potent magical ink. And I, at the time, I was doing, because, you know, I'd lost my voice, so I thought, can't talk so much. I'm going to update the app. The app is near, the Pinch of Magic app, it's nearly a year old. And I thought, right, I've got Luna Love section on there, which has like a weekly podcast for every quarter moon, full moon, new moon. It has Oracle spreads on there, again, for each week, each quarter moon, full moon, new moon. Same for Lunar Nourishment, how to use each of the, I don't know, Capricorn, full moon or Gemini, first quarter moon in there for like whether you use them as oracle spreads or journal prompts and my moon meditations. And I thought, oh, I want to do one for the seasons. So I created Earth Song. So now if you go onto the app, if you go on to click the three little lines in the top left-hand corner of the app, which brings up the menu pages, scroll past the first page and onto the second page, you'll see a whole load of new stuff on there. And one of those things is I was creating Earth Song. So Earth Song is all of the seasonal sabbats. So you can click into each of the sabbats and there's like an overview. There's a guide to self-care for that area. And there's there's an oracle spread too. So I was doing all this, like putting all this extra effort and intention into the app. And I was like, yes, this is brilliant. Now, usually, you know, where your attention goes, energy flows. And so I was doing all this work on the app, absolutely loving it. I'd created a whole section on correspondences too. So again, that's on the second page, Woven Ways. And I've talked about colours. There's, oh, I don't even know, lots and lots of different crystals on there. There's different herbs. There's days of the week and how to use them in magic, how to use them in your self-care. And, you know, what they're traditionally corresponded to, because many of you have asked for that. And I was like, this is amazing. This is like such a good app. It's got so much good stuff on there. And I went on and I had a look at the number of downloads for my app, because, you know, I like to check to see how it's flowing. And they plummeted. The downloads plummeted to the lowest thing that I have ever seen in the whole year. Now, of course, I am totally rubbish at promotion, but nothing had happened. And I was like, oh my goodness, what has happened here? You know, they were like, they're fairly stable, the amount of downloads each day. And then it just crashed, like visibly crashed. And I was like, oh, that's really bizarre. Didn't think anything of it. Next day, two sigils on my arms again, working on the app, creating more content, people loving it, going, oh my gosh, can't believe how much like work you're putting into the app. Like it's really helping that people are like checking in every day for how to use the days of the week or, you know, how to use different crystals in their everyday life. And I looked at the app again, day two, totally crashed, like barely any downloads at all. And I was like, what is happening? And then I remembered, I've opened two streams of magic and it's like my energy has separated. And I was like, okay, I'm going to do a bit of a air quotes scientific experiment right now. I think the reason the energy, the app downloads have plummeted is because I've got two focuses going on right now. So on day three, I only do my one sigil. Even though I thought both were working with like to the same direction, I think the universe was just giving me a very clear, powerful way to show me the importance of being intentional. Okay. So day three, I've just got I'm just doing one stream of magic, one sigil, the download numbers higher than normal. And I'm like, oh, okay, this is a very clear indication. So day, I don't know, four and five, just doing the one stream of magic, downloads really high again. And then the next day, they dropped, totally dropped right down to like their lowest level. And I'm like, but I haven't done anything. I was like, this doesn't make sense. What haven't I done? And then I thought back to the day and I was like, oh, so I only did the one sigil on me. But then a friend was needed some support. So she asked me to do some magic to help her through a particular transition. I was like, absolutely. I'd seen a couple of clients. I had done something else. And I don't know, I had done like 4 or 5 things and hadn't noticed. Or obviously I knew what I was doing, but I hadn't given it the attention or maybe reverence that it actually required. I had just been like, oh yeah, of course I'll do this. And oh yeah, I'll do this. You know, just doing the things. And I was like, oh. So the next day, I was very intentional with what I did. I was like, okay, if I only have a certain amount of energy for like magical well-being, as well as like living in a life, being a mother, running a business and doing all these other things, I'm going to have to be much more intentional because it feels like the universe is like showing me something quite significant here. And so, of course, the next day I just do my one piece of magic or like my one sigil on me and the downloads whip up again. And it's because you can see it on a graph. It is fascinating to see that, oh, look, when I do too much, like literally the energy falls out of the Pinch of Magic app, which is like a really easy source of for me to have a look at the magic I'm putting out into the world. And I was like, oh my goodness, this is incredible. And I was showing it a magical friend of mine. And, you know, it was like, yeah, there's the proof. Now, saying all of that does not mean that I can't do more than one stream of magic. And it certainly doesn't mean that you can't do more than one stream of magic. I think I was shown this for the importance of it and not to be so, I don't know, like carefree or flippant, or it's really easy to think magic is like, oh, it's a fun little thing that happens with like Tinkerbell and fairies, rather than going, actually, when we're working with magic, we are working with other energies. You know, like I was working with all the different herbs and plant material for the teas. I was working with magical inks. I was working with cosmic energies. I was working with the planets. I was working with the earth. I was working with all of these things. And they all deserve reverence. And it's not that I would do less, but my intentionality and my reverence for all of the things would be different. So what I ended up doing was I'm still doing the original piece of magic. And now with that new magical ink, I'm still using it because it is absolutely divine. But I am using it differently. I'm not using it in a sigil. I'm using it as a source of fuel for me. So one of the things that I realized, because the other thing that was really interesting, when all of this was happening, you know, slightly on a bit of an obsessive journal production, journal creation mode, I was doing my Soulful Sorcery. And I did it. The Soulful Sorcery journal is amazing. And it was created. And then Amazon didn't print it quite right. So then it had to get redesigned. And then I had to, it was just like, oh, it's ready, but it's not quite ready. Nothing tragic, just little things. And I was like, oh, okay. This feels really significant too, because as I was going through like the air quotes cold, the magical blow up, I was working on the magical, on the self-care journal. And it really made me, it's really easy to be like, oh yeah, self-care. And it's a term that's like banded around and it's something else on our to-do list. And, you know we should do better, but we don't. And it's often dismissed to the bottom of our list. And I thought, oh, magic, energetic health, all of those things. It seems so obvious. But unless we are self-fueled, we can't do those things. You know, we can't use our energy to conduct direct, you know, send out magic into the world. We can't have great energetic health, which of course all affects our physical health, mental health, emotional health, all of those other things. And so I thought, oh, this is really, really important. So on the app, again, page 2 of the menu, there is a section called Soulful, because the book is called Soulful Sorcery. And in it, on the app and in the journal, we look at the 5 types of self-care, which are physical, emotional, mental, energetic, and spiritual. And if you only ever look at one of those areas, it's like going to the gym and only doing leg day. You're going to have wicked massive legs, but your arms are going to be a bit, you know, tiny, or vice versa. It's like we need to do the whole thing. And so not only do I talk about those five types of health self-care, we also look at rhythms. Because I remember someone telling me once, Rebecca, what you have to do, it's really easy. You just have to put in your diary that every Tuesday at 2 o'clock, you're going to do something. And I was like, I know logically that makes sense. And that's not how my brain works. I'm like, no, that would just cause me anxiety. I don't like that at all. And so I'm much more about you finding your own rhythm. Every Tuesday at 2 o'clock might be absolutely perfect for you. But you might find that you keep trying to do some self-care, but it's just not working. And that's because we're so used to working on someone else's rhythm, whether it's like because you work a 9 to 5 and you're working on the business's rhythm, or because you've got school run, so you're working on the school rhythm, or, you know, whatever it is. It's like we've got to reconnect to our own rhythm. So what I've suggested in the journal and on the app is that you look at these different rhythms to find out what works for you. And it's not about doing all of them. It's about experimenting and finding out which ones work for you. So there might be, we look at daily planetary energy. So it might be that you want to look at emotional self-care. So Monday is a really good day to do that when you're supported by the moon. It might be that you want to grow and expand something or step into like the joy and the abundance of life. Well, doing that on a Thursday under the energy of Jupiter might be the perfect time for you to do that. And so we look at the days of the week, the energy that's associated with the days of the week and how to use it. Equally, it might be that you're more of a monthly person and that working with the moon phases or one of the moon phases is your thing. So maybe you're in a time in your life where it's all about reviewing and reflecting and letting go. Well, that's like waning moon energy. And you just work with the waning moon. Or it might be that you're like, yes, celebrate, let's do all the things, because you're in a full moon part of your life. And so it gives you the phases of the moon to work with. But equally, maybe, because if you think of the moon energy, it's very much an inner landscape. It's about our emotional world. But it might be that you're in a very seasonal stage of your life, or that is just your rhythm, and that's celebrating the energy of the sun. So that might be working with the energy of each of the seasons that shift about every 6 or 7 weeks. So working with the sabbats. And in the journal, there are over 240 different rituals for you to experiment with. And of course, I've laid them out in a particular rhythm, but you just do them whenever you want to, in whichever way you feels good. And there are, you know, as many journal prompts for each of those things, days of the week, moon phases, seasons. And so the first half of the journal is all of that good stuff. And the second half of the journal is where you can actually keep notes and find your own rhythm to find out what works for you. Much like when I had to find out about my way of working with magic. It's like sometimes we can't be told these things. Sometimes we have to experiment for ourselves and go, oh, yeah, look, there's all the correlations. Oh, look, those are all the things that kind of connecting up and linking together. So all of that is also on, not all of it, but there's a lot of information also on the app. And so I took that time to really review all of those things that were going on for me. And so, like I said, I lost my voice for a little while. It was very, very creaky. And so I channeled all of that energy into the app. So if you haven't had a look at the app recently, do go on, because it is, oh my gosh, I'm absolutely loving it. So the first page is like a lot of stuff that changes regularly. So like when I do each week, it's like the new journal prompt, the new reflections, the new rituals, the new sacred pauses, all of that's on the front. And you'll notice something else, but I'll come back to that in a minute. But the second page is where the courses are. There's the Lunar Love course, the Lunar Love information, the Earth Song for the seasonal sabbats. This is what I hadn't mentioned: spellcraft. There's a whole section on spellcraft. There's 10 different areas of spellcraft. Love and relationships, prosperity and abundance, protection and binding, healing and well-being, personal power and confidence, wisdom and knowledge, transformation and change, justice and resolution, communication and influence, creativity and inspiration. And under each of those sections, there are like why it's important, how to use it, considerations, ethical things to think about. And then there are spells, not just normal spells. I mean, obviously they're normal spells, but I mean, there's spells there, but there's also other things to consider. So it's not just like, oh, look, here's a piece of magic. This is about being really intentional because I blew myself up. and so just not in a, again, I use that term, I do it flippantly because I can be a little bit like that sometimes, in a jokey way, but not in a way to scare you, but just in a way just to be mindful, because the more mindful we can be, the more intentionality we bring, the more power and purpose we bring to our life and to our magic, so we get better results. So for example, I just randomly opened one up, and there's one about the solar plexus, about really activating your inner power and your confidence. And it tells you like what to do, what you need, all of the things you would expect. And then at the bottom, it just says other considerations. And it's talking about charging a piece of jewelry. So it's talking about like regularly recharging that piece of jewelry. It's talking about being mindful. And then the last part is about being ethical and, you know, knowing that it's used ethically and not infringing on other people's free will. So it just talks about that as well. So, yes. The moon, the seasons, the spells, secret signs, which is all about, actually, this is the most recent piece that I'm loving. So secret signs is all about symbolism. You know how I love using like charm casting and looking around in the world around me to find the signs, to find the focus of all the things. Well, on the app now, there's a secret signs section and it talks about nature symbols. So, you know, everything from acorns to clouds to different types of flowers or different types of trees, pine cones, etc. All of those nature signs and their symbolism. So whether they show up in life, you just happen to be noticing them more often than usual, whether they show up in divination, whether they show up in dreams, like what that represents. Got a beautiful section on animals. I think there's like nearly 30 animals. I could keep going, and all of these sections I will add more to. But there's a section on animals, you know, ants, bears, bees, butterflies, cats, deers. And of course, if you have a favourite animal that I haven't added, please let me know. It's like my little boy says yesterday, he's like, Mummy, you haven't done a sloth. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm going to have to add a sloth because yes, we need to slow down more. There's also man-made objects. So whether that's like boats, anchors, bikes, bridges, cars, etc. But one of the funnest ones that I had writing was mythological creatures. So, you know, again, whether these things turn up in dreams, whether they turn up in divination, or just you just happen to keep seeing pictures of them around the world, you can pop into the app conveniently in your pocket. And there's everything from banshees to Bigfoot, centaurs, dryads, fairies, hydras, oh my goodness, phoenixes, selkies, so much good stuff. And like I say, I had real fun writing that. So all of that's there. And Woven Ways, which is all about your correspondences and then the soulful stuff. So all of that is really, really new on the app. So if you haven't had a peek recently, do go and have a look because there's lots of good stuff. And then if that wasn't enough, next week, actually, we're starting on the app a 13-day countdown to Beltane. So we did this at Samhain and I loved it. The feedback was amazing. I've done smaller ones for the Sabbat since then. But this time I love Samhain and Beltane are my absolute favourite energies of the year. So I'm doing a 13-day countdown for Beltane and we're going to look at the maypole, the fairies, folklore, love and fertility spells, etc. All of that like rich, fertile energy for Beltane. So we're going to be doing 13-day countdown on the app. So you'll have an article and there'll be a mini podcast too, like, you know, like maybe 10-ish minutes long. So we've got that going on. And then if that wasn't enough, last year in April, I did a month of magic and each day I did a mini podcast of about 10 minutes and it was just like giving you a little piece of magic to try. And we did it by the days of the week. It was really like alliteration for the days of the week. It was like really good fun. But this year we're going to do more of a structured magic, really. So after 30 days, if you're really new to magic, or even if you're ready to refine your magic, to become more intentional with your magic, we're going to start with the basics. And by the end of the 30 days, you're going to have like a really good grounding in all things magical. And so we're starting that on the 1st of May. So if you enjoy podcasts where I've been missing in action for like the last 6 weeks, from next week, there's pretty much going to be 6 weeks of daily podcasts. I know that's probably too much for many, many of you. But the 30 days of magic will just sit on the app as an evergreen thing. It will all be there. So I'm starting it in May. I have to do these things live. Otherwise, I kind of need that. What do you call it? Time. I can't think of the word. But, you know, I've announced it, which means it's going to happen now. So we're going to be doing that. So there's going to be loads and loads of magical experimentations coming up for you, but all to make sure that you are intentional, grounded, not as courageously ridiculous as I am sometimes. But I'll blame that on the Aries that I have in my chart. Of going, let's just give it a go and see what happens. And so let me do that. And then I'll come back and report to you and go, oh yeah, perhaps be a bit more conscious of only having a couple of streams of magic open instead of having five or six, working with all of these different energies and thinking that's perfectly fine. So I would say that it probably is fine for most people. It's just that I had to learn that just to be more intentional for myself. If you've ever had anything like that happen to you, I would love to hear your magical adventures too, and perhaps your mishaps. So yes, a little bit of a cold, wasn't too bad. It was just very annoying because I couldn't talk for a week of that. So we are back. We are back with a plan. We are back with more magic than ever, which I also think is quite funny that I had to become more intentional, but I had to channel the magic. And so it's been channeled into the app. So if you do have a look at the app, let me know what you think of all the new sections. There is so much content for you to explore. And what you'll find is on Wednesday, Wednesday or Thursday, on the home screen of the app, you will see the Beltane information come up. And also on the homepage, you will see the 30 Days of Magic saying it is arriving on the 1st of May. But if you want a sneak peek, for those of you that are a bit curious, if you click on a month of magic that starts on the 1st of May, you can actually have a sneak peek of what we're doing for each of the weeks, because I've given a very brief overview. And then each day we'll dive into those topics. So if you look at the topics and there's anything else you would like to see, let me know. So I look forward to hearing from you. So that's a bit of an update, really, isn't it? But we will be back next with Beltane, and I'll do an overview on this podcast of Beltane. And then for the daily countdown, that will be over on the Pinch Magic app. All of the links will be in the show notes. So thank you for joining me. It is great to be back, and I will speak to you again very soon.